holding a tesvo of an aleph. The two dots. Yesi ben Yoezer ish tsreda v'yesi ben Yechon ish Yerushalayim. Gozer two maler it's amim. Alklis kuches. There goes there two. There goes there a tuma on eretz amim and klis kuches. So Mar wants to. Mar is going to ask the following question. So this tuma. There goes there. That Eretz Yisrael is Torah, but outside of Eretz Yisrael, there's a tuma on the land. For the Merkasha were Rabbanon, the Shmonim Shana Gozer. This was a Gzera which was made of the Rabbanon of the 80 years before the Korban Abayis, and they were before that. Where do you see that? The Amr of Kana, Kishachol Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, when Shmuel Rabbi Yosi was ill, Shocholei. The Tamidim sent to the Tamidim of the Beis Medrash sent to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi Rabbeinu Amar lanu Beizig with the word Shamarta Mishum Avicha. Please repeat two or three things that you had said over from your father's name. There was said over in the system things which we necessarily hadn't heard, but that you at some point heard from your father. Was it you didn't hear from your father, but Shalch lehem. So he sent them, Kacham Rabba. My father said the following. Rabbi Yossi, the Tana Rabbi Yossi said the following. Kuf Peshana Achel Echor of Abayis. 100 years before the Churban, Poshto Malchus of Rasha Allah Yisrael. That was the beginning where that Rome started to get its foothold in Eretz Yisrael. We had a discussion over there in the Bodhisar. You remember we had a discussion that really was, it should have been a Cheshman of there's 24 years before that, I think 26 years before that, that they first came, and then they were only push it. It was later. That was the context that was brought up for that purpose over there in Avodah Zorah. Peshan Ashalach Havayis, 80 years before the Churban, goes to Tuma Al Eretz Amim. While Klis Tzuchus, there was a Gzeir of Tuma and Eretz Amim and Klis Tzuchus. Mehemshanach lechor of Abayis, 40 years before the Churban, Gol Sulo Sanhedrin, Vyoshala Bechanuyos, Sanhedrin left in the Elishas Agoses, and they sat in a different place, in an office somewhere. So Mor says on this last point that they left Elishas Agoses, why was that significant? They did not adjudicate cases which dealt with kenosis. Why would dinei kenosis be affected by that? Ella, Mor says, rather, that the Sanhedrin, any Sanhedrin of 23 and obviously Sanhedrin of 71 is empowered to educate cases of dinei nefashos, but it's only as long as the Sanhedrin Agadol is sitting in Lishas Agoses. When the Sanhedrin Agadol leaves Lishas Agoses, they no longer are empowered. Any Sanhedrin is no longer empowered with the right to judge dinei nefashos. Okay, with the Bryce, so Rabbi Yossi said, and his son Rabbi Shmuel quoted Rabbi Yossi of saying that 80 years before the Churban was when they made the Tekana of Eretz Tuman Eretz Amim and its Kli Tzuchus. So more right now is going to focus the more is going to focus on both at first, and then the more is going to focus on the Tumas Eretz Amim, and then I'll go back to Kli Tzuchus. Right now the more is going to focus on Chitem, maybe you'll tell me, but Peishon and Ami Inu Havu. Maybe you'll tell me simply that they were there 80 years before the Churban Abayis. Then we have no stira, Yossi Ezer, and Yossi Ben Yochanan would correspond to 80 years before Churban Abayis. That can't be. They can't be. But Hatanya, we learned in a different price. It says Hillel b'Shimon, Hillel Nasi and his son Shimon, and Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel Hazakein, b'Shimon Gamliel Hazakein. And then there was Rav Gamliel, the Yavne, and then there was Rav Shimon Gamliel, and then there was Rebbe. But that was the Shalshalas of the Nisiyas. But Hillel b'Shimon Gamliel, b'Shimon Nogu Nisiyusan, b'Fnei Abayis, the Gerson said, b'Fnei Abayis, Meir Shona. They started, this Nisiyas started 100 years before the Churban. So, and in the last 100 years of the standing of the Mikdash, so the Nesiim were Hillel, Hazakin, and his son Shimon, and his son Gamliel, and his son Shimon. Those four spanned the Nesiyas for the last 100 years. Okay, so it means that Hillel already was the Nasi 100 years before the Churban Habayis. And Hillel and Shammai were the last pair of Sukkahs. And Yossi ben Yoezer, they were the first pair of Zugas, and there was three pairs of Zugas in between. So obviously they were not the same Rabbanon as the Rabbanon of the 80 years before the Churban Habayis. Ella, Samor says that the Gzeir was in two steps. Also, Inu Gazer Agusha, Lisrif, they were Gazer that the grounds of the Eretz Amim, the ground itself had tuma in it, and to the point that if it touched tuma, you would burn the tuma. But avira v'leklum, they were not gozer anything on the air, the airspace. If a person would not touch the ground, he would not be tuma. And alternatively, if you take a piece of the dirt and bring the Mishnah talked about ma'arlis, that they used to seal their letters with tit. So if you have too much tit on the seal, or they would seal, they used to talks about sealing, they used to seal, not letters, they talked about sealing bags. You would tie up the bag and you put a seal on the end that it shouldn't indicate that it had not been opened. So you'd have this big clump of tit on there. The Mishnah talks about that. That comes in there to seal. There's a problem of tuma on the dirt. There's a tuma on the dirt. So they were gozer on the gush lisrif, and they were not gozer on the avir at all. Was rabbanon the peishana gozer avira litlis, and the rabbanon of the peishana were gozer a separate gzeira on the avir also, that shulma which would go into the airspace of chutz l'aretz even without touching any dirt at all, will become tameh to the point of tzliya, that you can't eat it, but you don't burn it.
That's not tumas ohel.
It's a form. It's tumas ohel. It's a form. Yeah.
But even if there's no ohel, it's still be tameh.
Okay, tumas ohel has two parts to it. Tumas ohel can be that. The example you just gave, if a person and a mace are in the same room together, or various different parts of the mace which have within a tumas oil in the same room together, they create tumas oil. There's another way of tumas oil is if a person will step over one of those things without touching it, out in the open airspace, he is being mahel on the tuma that also creates a din of tumas oil.
That's just being directly above.
Directly above the same thing. Now I understand your question about the kever. You asked me about stepping over the kever. You were having a problem with that kever issue. Now I understand the question. He would walk over a kever down the ground. So he's being mal over the tuma. It's the same thing, even though it's open airspace. Okay. The Mora says, so it was a two-step. The Memra, there was two different gezeras. The Mora says the first gezera was lisrif on the gush. The Memra, somewhere says, do you mean to say the Chada Gezerta Hava Lisrefa? This Gezerta for Srefa was direct. It was the first Gezerta that ever made about Srefa by Gush was directly not to be Tarla, and then later on they just changed it. They added on the Sarif, but already it was directly the first, and they said, well, you know, let's be Sarif it. I have Omer Ilfa, we had the Ilfa which you quoted before. Says Yedayim Techilas Gzeiros on the Sreifa, that the Tumas Yedayim, the first Gzeir already was a Gzeira not to be Tayla but to be Sarif, and we're going to Medayik Yedayim Hu Techilas Gzeiros on the Sreifa. The fact that he was telling me this about Yadayim indicates that that was something which is unique to Yadayim. But other tumas, the original clear was not l'sreifa, it was litlois, and later on it was l'sreifa. Elamor says you're right. Elamor accepts the question. Also, ino gazer akusha litlois. The Yosef ben Yoaz and Yosef ben Yochanan were gozer on the gush litlois, only to be told not to be oichel but not to be served, and they were bavir v'loklum. They were not gozer on the aver at all. Was the rabbanon the peishana? The rabbanon of the peishana gozer a gush litlois, v'avir litlois. They were gozer. And they added on another step of a gzeira by the gush that it's your sarafit, and they also added on another gzeira by the aver that is your toil. Okay. The warriors were still going to challenge that. Still, there was another stage in the tikkun. Vakati, the Morris is still Beusha Gozer. This Takana was made of the Tumas Eretz Amim, was made when Sanhedrin was sitting in the Usha, which that took place after they were Gerla from the Lishus Gozes, eventually ended up in the city of Usha. So that was much later. Pashas, I think Usha was already after Churban Abayis, so it was much later. How do we know that there was Usha? There it goes to these things, because we're going to quote a Mishnah, and the Gemara is going to bring that Ula says that all of these things mentioned in the Mishnah, they were tikkunos that the Sanhedrin made when they were sitting in Usha. And one of those things that mentions in the Mishnah is the offer which comes Me'eretz Amim. So the Din Tumah and the offer Me'eretz Amim is a Tekanas Usha. Titnam. Avav Sveikas Sarfanas Tumah. There are six Drabonans that, you know, where Chazal said, Me'eretz, you have a Suffix Shumah, you don't burn it. The Chazal were masakin six tumas, which were not vada. They were masakin the tumah because of a concern. It wasn't a definite tumah. Chazal were masakin has din of a tumah. So the Chara, they could have given it a status of a tumas sofik, but they didn't. They gave it a status of a tumas vada that you serve the shuma. Okay, what are the six svekas? Where Rashi learns that these are the only, and all other tumas drabanan in general, Chazal made a tumas drabanan. They made it. They didn't get. They not give a din of a vada. They gave a din of a suffix. These six are exceptional. Tosfos disagrees and says there are other ones besides which there was a din of sreifa. And so why these six? These six were the one six made in Usha, and that's why they lumped these six together. Okay, the first one is Al-Savik Beis HaPras. The first one is Savik Beis HaPras. Now, I'm going to tell you Tosfos' pshat first. Tosfos learns, there's Mishnayos in the 16th parak in Arlis. They have a situation where there's a mace buried in the soda. Shallow burial. And somebody comes improperly, or not being aware, whatever it is, and he plows through the field. There's a concern over here that possibly the machresha will have taken some of the bones from the mace and moved it throughout the field. So the halacha that a bone is metamic is like the size of a kisara, the size of a barley corn. So that's pretty hard to be able to know for sure if there wasn't possibly some dirt, which there was a piece of bone with some dirt which got stuck on the plow and moved it across the field. So it's a sofek tuma, it's not a barei tuma because you don't know that it took it. That's called basic pros, meaning a piece. A little broken piece breaks off from the bone and is taken throughout the field. That's called sofek beis hapras. There's a potential that there's, the Mishnah says that there's distance which Chazal were concerned how long it's possible for that piece of bone to be stuck on the creation before Tzilofani falls off, etc. That's called sofek beis hapras. That's what Tosfos learns. Rashi learns the case was a sofek, was a field where they know somebody was buried there and they're not sure where. So there's a sort of she'avad b'kever. They lost. There was no plowing. Somewhere in the field, nothing's. They haven't. The mace is intact where it's supposed to be. We don't know where it is in the field. Tosfos has a problem with that case. Tosfos holds the subject derisa. Somebody must have tumah in the field. And you have a suffix if you walked over, you were a mile over the maize. So that's why is that a suffix to Rabbanan? It's a suffix to rice. Tosfos says this chashash, the Chazal said the potential of an etzem kisur wasn't, it's not musik to body that anything happened, that's xer to Rabbanan, his case. So Tosfos does not like Rashi. Okay, so that's number one. The second there was this potential of that any dirt which comes from Eretz Amim, we're concerned maybe the garim were not makbid that where they bury things. So any piece of dirt, who knows? Maybe there's a little piece of a bone from a mace in there. Again, it's only a gzeret rabbanon, a chashash. I mean, a rice that you would use chazaka, etc., and you'd be matayer. I mean, Rabbanan, they said that there are goes to that if it touches truma, not only is it also to eat, but you'd be seraphit. Well, sofik bidei amhoritz. The third sofik is a person touched the bagot of an amhoritz. So the amhoritz, Rashi learns, with the amhoritz, possibly this bagot was sat on, his wife was Anita, sat on it in some way, was Matama the Begat. And now this Begat touches Truma. It's going to be, you'll be served for Truma. Vasava Keli, when you find a Keli, you don't know whether the Keli is Torah Tome, if that Keli now touches a Truma, you burn it. Vasava Roikin, you find Roik, maybe the Roik is, maybe there's some spittle somewhere, maybe it came from a zob, and the reich of a zob is tameh. Vasavik meraglei adam. Again, we're concerned maybe this the meraglayim of a zob is tameh. Maybe this meraglayim is the meraglayim of a zob. Now it says, and only that shekinegan meraglei behema. It's right near the meraglei behema. You're not even sure this that. So maybe we should say that this meraglayim really is also from the behema. In other words, so you have two stodim lekula. A, maybe it's from behema, and B, even from an adam, maybe it's from an adam which is tor. But still, they goyzer the tuma that touches chuma. The chuma you serve the chuma. Alvare magon the gears on the side of shahu savik tumasa and the servant of chuma. When we say savik over here, means that not that they savik if it touched it, it vare touched it. But all of these varais that it touched, we're not sure if there's really a tumah there. We don't know varai that there's a tumah there in any of these cases. These are all scenarios where there might be tumah. And the chomer geyser is if there is varai tumah, and you're served the tumah. Okay, that's the tana. That's the tana kama of the mission. Bersi Omer, afal safek magon b'shez yachid is served. We know safek tumah b'shez yachid is tameh. So not only is the halacha that if it's Vara in the Gaya, it's Tomei. But even if it's in Shusha Yochid, even if it's Sofik in the Gaya, so now you almost have a Sveik Sveik. And we saw in Saita that even though Sofik Tum Rishas Yochid is Tomei, if it's Sveik Sveik, Rishas Yochid is not Tomei. But over here they gave it a din of vaday tuma. So even if it's a suffik maga b'shus ayachid, they gave it a din of vaday tuma. So it's a suffik tuma b'shus ayachid, which is tame. That's what Yosi is chiddush. You come to say no, b'shus ayachid is terlin. Suffik maga will be terlin. B'shus arabim, it's tor. Taharin. That's the end of the mission. Rama Ula, Ula said about this Mishnah in Taurus, Elu Vav Sveikas, Ba'ushis, you know, these six things were all part of the Kanasusha. Which is, they were after Korban Abayas. So, and one of them was Safek Tumas, Safra Ofra Bamei Eretz Amim. Alan Morris looked at this. Also, Inu, so Yosef ben Yehezer and Yosef ben Yochanan were Gezer Agusha, they were Gezer on the Gush. Litlois. That the dirt of Eretz Amim, the halacha is, if it touches Truma, you would not burn the Truma, but you could not eat it. Va'avir b'lakum, they were not goes around the avir of the Eretz Amim and the airspace of the Eretz Amim at all. Vasir b'adam, the Shemenim Shana, then the second stage of the Gzera, the Rabbanon who were 80 years before the Korban Abayis, Gozer, Edeb, Edeb, Litlois. They added on by Avir. There also there's a din of Tliya. No din of Sreifa yet. Vasa Usha. Then they came in Usha. Gozer Agusha Li Sreif. They were Gozer on the Gush that there's a din of Sreifa. Vavira Kidakoi Koi. They left the Avir as is. They didn't change that. And that's the halacha. The way the Mishnah is presented is that the offer me Eretz Amim touches Truma, you serve it. If Truma goes into the airspace of Eretz Amim, so it's only Toilu. Now, the Gemara is going to then talk about Klitzchuchis. Now, the Gemara actually only talks about Klitzchuchis, only talks about what exactly was the concerns of the Tumas Klitzchuchis. Tosis grapples with the Gemara, never comes back and answers the problem that we have two stages in the Gzeru. What exactly were the two stages of the Gzera? But but before we talk about the Tosis, when we need to see that Gemara to understand the Tosis, let's see Rashi. Four lines in the bottom. First, Rashi, Hamalchus Harasha Roimi. Hamalchus Harasha is referring to Roimi, to Rome, the evil Malchus. Pashta Hiskilu the corruption. That was when they started conquering Eretz Yisrael. Hillel was Shimon, Rabbi Shimon ben Roshar Hillel Hoya. There was Rabbi Shimon, the son of Hillel. Rabbi Mil, who Rabbi Mil Hazaken. He's referred to as Rabbi Mil Hazaken. Shimon, who Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. He was Rav Shimon Gamliel, you talk about the Sarvig Malchus, and that Rav Shimon was the father of Gamliel, who Ya'aviv Shal Rav Gamliel, the Gamliel, which you find was the Nasi, the Tzara of Rav Shimon Chananya, Vashasim Achlakazim Rav Lazar Ben Hurkanis. The Gamliel, which we're familiar with him as the protagonist in the story with Elazar ben Hyrcanus and with Rabbi Shimon Chananya, he was a contemporary of Rabbi Shimon Chananya. Elazar ben Hyrcanus, that was the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. That Rabbi Gamliel, also known as Rabbi Gamliel, the Yavne, who was the Nasi when the Sanhedrin was sitting in Yavne, was a son of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel who was killed in the Hurricane Malchus. They were knowing the Nasiyas, but Nea Bias, but Bias Kaim. Nea Bias means in the presence of the Bias. And when the Bais Mikdash was still standing, Kushana Achronim. The last 100 years of the Nasiyas was occupied by these four people. Kushana Achronim, Shnei Achronim, Hizkel, bin Nasiyas, Shal Hildel. That's when Hildel became the Nasi 100 years beforehand. Pinosu, Elo Arba Doris, Kushana. These four generations were the ones who were the Nasi to cover the last 100 years. Alma Hillel, Kedem, Lechurban, Kushana. We see Hillel was started his nesiyas 100 years before the Churban. Yosef ben Yehezer is Kadam Lehillel Kamadaris from Mesechta Zavos. Yosef ben Yehezer was the first generation, and Hillel was the last generation. Sibor says, El Os Inu, Yosef ben Yehezer, Yosef ben Yechon, and Yosef ben Yosef. And actually, the Bashan of Yosef ben Yosef. They made a gzera gazer agusha lisrif. They were gozer on the gush lisrif chuma hanagas begush offer. They were gozer on the gush that is in a sreif if chuma touches it, and they're not gozer on the avir. Came along the bottom of the peshon, and they were gozer on the avira litlis chuma nifnesis b'avira. The chuma which goes into the airspace of chutz lords. May never mafsik in time, and there's nothing around it protecting it. Kagoin shida prutzim itatei. It's in a container which there's an opening in the bottom. It's open in the bottom, so it's not. As opposed to if you have a container which is closed, that would act as a hefsik. So then the din is your tarla. Gemara says it doesn't work because Ilfa says. Yadayim, the original dictator, was like that. The Morse says, rather, there it goes on the Gush Litzreif and Avir Revelaklum, and the bottom of the Peshanim goes on the Gush Litzreif. Then the Morse says, Makati, Agusha Litzreif, Bushi goes, the din of your serve on the Gush, that was Kanas Usha. So, also Beis HaPras, Klermer, Osveku Shal Beis HaPras. It wasn't a Suffolk if you were in the Beis HaPras. It means the person was a body in the Beis HaPras, which itself is a Suffolk. Kagoin. Shuma Shenichnes is the base of pras. Shuma went into the base of pras. The Husada Sha'ovid by Kever. And there's a Kever lost somewhere in the field. We're not sure where the Kever is. So it's possible that he was mile on the Kever. Hanu Safik. Yadino Nim Hihilo ala Kever. Imla. So that's a Safik. We don't know if he was mile on the Kever or not. So it's a Safik. Tuma, which is caused by a base, which is in a base of pras. Vasega Shalaritza. Amen. Any dirt which comes from the Eretz Amim, from the outside of Eretz Israel, there were geyser that potentially, maybe there is some element of a mace in it. The kula masafkal on all the begadim of the Amorites, shema yoshra lein ishtan, maybe they were sat on by the wife, as nirkitnan. Midayam Oritz is Midris Leprushim. So the level of Tumah which Chazal put on a Begid was Tumas Medris, that it was something which. Tumas Medris is quite Chomer because Medris is an Abatuma. A Mishkav or a Moshav, some of that sort, has a din of an Abatuma. So they gave it a din Drabonon. A Porish is a person who was Makban and Taharis the way the Chomim wanted him to, and he would maybe cobble that in Bezdin. And do it, and that was called. They were called prushim. These are called prushim because they were purish themselves from interacting with amaratzim because amaratzim were tamei. So they were called prushim. The Pharisees were made fun of by the. They were basically the chachamim. Well, some came and saw him. They didn't even tamei him. We find the keli. We don't know what anything about it. So maybe it's done. Except for roikin, called roikin, misafkal, and then the zov. You know, roik. Maybe it's from a zov. While savik merak leyeldom, half savik leydomi lahanat leyel. So all of those, there's only one savik here. There's two svekas. Why? Ela filu misafkal on im merak leyeldom hein, im merak lebehema hein. We're not even sure if it's regly odom or not. They could trace sveikah l'kula. There's two sveikahs l'kula. First of all, maybe it's meirag l'behem. It means he's learning that the adam shema is tor. So there's two potential reasons why it's tor. And not only that, she can egg meirag l'behem, and it's near the meirag l'behem. Rabu sashmina. Loitema mirahani de behema, hani nami de behema. Maybe the fact that there was meirag l'behem, which we recognize definitely that of a behema. In this room of Supik, we'll say probably it's the same. Still, they were Geyser Ratumah. Lisrish. Vadimagon Masabat Shumasan. Yudea Varish and Logabahan Shuma. We know for sure that they touched Avan Yudea im Haim Tmehim Lav. Kimfarish Makulu. But we don't know if there's really a tumor there. The Chomer Geyser Sarfim. Behind a gusha, so that's it said. The gusha, the actual dirt itself, there's a din sreifa, and that was beusha. Ula came along, beusha skinu, kamashana machar, churban, kinamina, beusha, kabayud, masos, nosa shkina. So the Mora says that the shkina took 10 steps when it left the base of Mikdash. And the Mora says, then it says, kenega there, the Sanhedrin took 10 steps in its travels. Till it finally disbanded from the Lishas Hagozes. And one of those 10 steps, or actually it was in Usha twice, it went to Usha, then it left Usha, came back to Usha. But that all took place after the Korban Abayas. Okay, even after Korban Abayas, Shuma was still in effect. So the Korban Abayas did not affect Dine Shuma. So Kol Zman Levi Eretz Yisrael, Shuma was very significant. Number one, even seems to be in general, we don't relate to the world of Tuma because we're all Tame. But in general, Tuma was something which was Tuma. You know, it was a problem. So even if it was, regardless of issues of Truma, the Chomer Noi Tahara. I'm not sure why there was a need to make them more stringent. My guess would be as the level of care and knowledge around the Chachamim became less and less, so the Chachamim had to be more careful. That'd be my guess. Just one. Let's go back to Eretz Amim. So, too much Eretz Amim. It's brought down in Halacha Lemaisa. I mean, this is, you know, it's the Gaya for a Kayan because it's a Chashash Tumas oil, Tumas mace. So it's brought down in Shin Samach Yerdei Shin Samach Tes. There's a din of Tumas Eretz Amim, and there it's brought down in Machloikis whether it's Noig with Manazet, or that they only were. The Gzer was only made when Eretz was in a state of Tahara, so there were Gzer of Tumas and Eretz Amim or not. So the Machloek is over there, Halacha. Rav Paiskim hold that it's not a problem. The Rekhan is allowed to live in Eretz in Chutz Lords. I actually saw a Shaila, though. Shaila was a yeshiva which had an option of sending Tumas Shalachim to Chutz Lords. One of them was a Kayan, one of them was not a Kayan. Should the yeshiva b'davka opt to send the non-kayet because of the suffix shita, which says that a kayet is not allowed to go into Tumas Eretz Amim? And the Rav over there said if the yeshiva felt all things being equal, they should be machmer and they should not send the kayet. So it's another reason why. I mean, halacha is brought down, by the way, once a person is in Eretz Yisrael, a person should not leave Eretz Yisrael except for the tzarich mitzvah. Now, the tzarich mitzvah is somewhat loose. You know, the definition of it is somewhat broad. Going for pranos is considered a tzarich mitzvah. Going for a vacation, hard to call it, you know, that it's called tzarich mitzvah. So, it says, obviously, sending a person to raise funds for yeshiva is called a tzarich mitzvah, so that you have to have, but interesting twist of a Shaila.
I understand it only applied when Eretz Yisrael was Tahara. I understand. I mean, what has changed in Eretz Yisrael?
It's changed like this. Nowadays, we assume all Kahanim have a din of Tumah. Because at some point in time, they came in contact with something which would have a din of Tumah's mace on it. And we can't put Matarif and Tumas Meis without the Paraduma, the Afer of the Paraduma. So basically, all Kahanim are in a state, or of tumah. Now, that's not matar kayin to be metamal mace, because even though he's in a state of tumah of tumas mace, when he will be in contact with the tumas mace actively, like the mace is there and he's in oil of the mace, the level of tumah is stepped up while he's in contact. We spoke about this once, is tumas chiburin. So when a kohen is in contact with a mace and he touches something else, touches a beged, that beged will get it in tumah. A person can only person never becomes an av. A person almost becomes a rishon. Rishon can't be metabe begadim. So if a person whose tummy mace touches a beged, the beged is tor. When he's in contact with the mace and he touches the beged is tummy. So when he's in contact with the mace, his tumah is stepped up, and that's an iser for him to do, even though he's already tummy anyway. Can't step up the tumah. Well, that's the rice of the rabbanon. But there is a tumas, but since the mice, but tumas eretz amen would not do that. So you're not really being moist of any tumah by putting him into tumas eretz amen. So the whole state of Eretz Israel, there's no tumah on the ground, but the state of Eretz Israel, everybody's tummy. We assume everybody has been in contact either with a mace at some point in their life. A person, a member of the family was nifter, and he went to the basic chorus, you know, one of the members that he's loved in matama for. That's it. He's tummy for the rest of his life. Because we can't matar without the afer of the paraduma, or we hold chaver ekecholo. So mechalik yishanim where the chaver ekecholo applies, which means that the mace touches metal keli. The metal keli becomes an aviyah vasetuma, and it can be matama. So, or even steps down one, it can be matama odom. So, if there's the minig is that for a chacham, they do the levaya in the base of medrash. So great. So, person's gadol is nifter. They do the levaya in the base of medrash. Every single keli in the base of medrash now is tameh. Tumas oil. Now Karen, they leave, good. The Karen walks in the next morning for Shachris and touches the table. That's wonderful. Now he's Tomei. So that's it. He's Tomei the rest of it, that he can't be Matar from the Tumot without Efer Poraduma. No, the ground is not built in Tumot on the Karka. Anything that's any Makuba the Karka is not. But the only exception to that is oil. This is Kiddush, it's called Tumas oil. Some which is made in the form of an oil, that's the mission over there in Bat Malikim, we'll get to a pishtun, etc. The oil becomes tummy, that's a chiddush, that's the chuppah of the karka, it's still tummy, it's a chiddush of oil. No, and tumas oil, that tumas oil, some which is makabal tumah, it's the whole 9 yards. But that doesn't apply to anything except for Pishtun and Semer. not you make a building out of wood, whatever it is. The oil itself is Tomei, even after the mace leaves. It only applies to Semer and Pishtun. We'll see that in the second parish. Right. Now, whether tumas exactly kalim get a din of being mekabel tumah and giving over tumah, that's mechalik yishanim is like klimatkas or any kalim, except for klicheres. But whatever it is, you know, there's the scenario because the pasuk draws from the word cherev. Cherev is metal. Is metal? Is a lot of is it metal dafka or not? That's mechalik. So all kahanim in halacha we assume all kahanim are tamei. Okay. Let's see the Gemara weiter. Okay, so I still owe you an answer to the question of how you answer the two gzeres of schuches, kli schuches, but I can't give you the answer until we see the Gemara. Kli schuches, my time. One more thing. So why were the goyim of this tumah? So Rashi pointed out the goyim of tumah are tamim because there's a concern that there's mesim there. The other reason why the goyim of the tumah, the Rambam says, the goyim of tumah because they didn't want the kohen leaving Eretz Yisrael. So tumas, the Tumas Avir, maybe that, you know, answer your question. The Tumas Avir, the Tumas Gush was, even if it came into Eretz Yisrael, was a problem. So the problem was on the Gush itself. But the Tumas Avir was very strong deterrent for Kain to leave Eretz Yisrael. Right? He'd have to come back and process himself. He wanted to eat Shulma again. So it was a very effective deterrent of the Kain leaving Eretz Yisrael. Or I guess anybody leaving Eretz Yisrael, but especially, you know, especially Kahanim, because they want to eat Shulma when they come back. Or and any Porish would want to eat, you know, he had to eat everything but Tahari. He would have a problem, you know. He couldn't come back in you know, precious without going through the process of Tahara. Kli Tzchuchis, my time regards the word of Banan Tumah. Why are they going to Tumah by Kli Tzchuchis? So Amar B'yachan, Amar B'yachanan, Amar Reish Lakish. Now on the side you'll see it's Tfus Yashin, it doesn't have Amar B'yachan, because it's very interesting to have Amar B'yachan quoting Reish Lakish. Okay? Amanashach, you know, if Reish Lakish was around, let Reish Lakish say it himself. You know, they were contemporaries. Actually, Reb Yochanan did outlive Reish Lakish. So it's possible later on, Reb Yochanan told his Talmidim, this is what Reish Lakish said. It's not impossible. It was the Rebbe. You know, Reish Lakish was a Talmud Chaver. But okay, Hoyol Metkilas Briyosan Minachol. Since Schuchis is made out of from the sand, the silicon of the sand. Shavir Rabban Kikicheris, so people will perceive it like Kikicheris, which is made from the earth, earthenware kalin. Therefore, they were Goyzer Atuma, even though it's not Kikicheris, the Midaraisa. And they were Goyzer to be like Kikicheris. Morse says, well, with the Kikicheris, so there should be no din of tahara on kli tzchuchis in the mikvah, because kli tzchuchis, once they become tamei, you can never be matara them. You can't put them in the mikvah; they remain tamei. The only way you can be matara them is by breaking them, effectively making them ois keli. And we know about kli tzchuchis, there is a din of tefillah. Alama tanan. If that's the reason, so why do we learn in the Mishnah, Ve'elu chotitzin b'keli? This is going to the lochos of tefillos, Mesechtim Zagvos, then it talks about the nechatzitza. It talks about chatzitza by Adam, it talks about chatzitza by keli. And it gives an example of hazephis, v'hamor b'kliz chuchis. That zephis, which is pitch, which is stuck on the kliz chuchis, has a din of being a chatzitza. Now, chazitza only gay if you're being tayvel it. So obviously, you're being tayvel with kliyschuchis. Mor is they pronounce it in English mer, M H Y R R, something like that. I don't know exactly what it is, but whatever. What? Yeah, right. M Y H M H Y, whatever it is. Okay, so. It's very sticky, and it sticks on, and it functions as a chatzitza. As opposed to most things, we assume that the water will, kli tzchuchis in general is very smooth. It doesn't, most things don't stick on it well enough to treat problem with chatzitza. Okay, but whatever it is, you see that there was a din of tefillah on kli tzchuchis. So if it's because of kli tzchuchis, why? So more answers, you know what, you're right. Bevetzim, there's no din of tefillah on kli tzchuchis. I, the Mishnah over there in Mikvos, says that there was. I want to qualify. There's no din of tefillah on kli tzchuchis because of tumah. Because there's a din of tefillah on kli tzchuchis because you buy new kelim from a goy. Which is the more does not answer that in regards to that mishnah over there. Because in general, the flow of all the mishnayos over there were talking about hilchos tumah, not hilchos tefillah because of buying it from a goy. You buy from a goy. Pasuk says so. That's the right answer. We learned it on the Zohar. Why? Because, you know, the version said so. I tell you then, you know, the Bali Drosha tell you, the Bali, you know, Kabbalah tell you, because the same way you take a non-Jew and make him a Jew, there's a process of tefillah to create the gerus. So you take a non-Jewish keli, you make it into a Jewish keli, So there's a geirus process for the keli, you know. It's not a din tumah. It's a din of, you know, of moving it over to the Rishus of Yisrael requires a tefillah for the purpose of a chila. But anyway, but the Mishnah over there is not talking about that. So it's a matuma, and you tell me there's no din tefillah according to you. That there was a hole which broke its tumah al kli schuches, al kli keres. And you then melted in lead, abur, lead. You melted in lead to stop up the hole. So now, Vermeer he damer hakol halach achar amaimit. Vermeer shita is we define the kli by the maimit, that which maintains it. And over here, what's maintaining the kli is metal. So this kli now is not considered a kli tzchuchas anymore; it's considered a kli matkis, and it's even the kula. And therefore, now you can be tovel it. Even the majority of the kli is tzchuchas, but the definition of this kli is kli matkis. So the more is saying that a mayor holds to redefine the kli to the point, not the chumrah, to say, well, it's a kli matkis, it's a makabel, a higher level of tuma, but rather the kula that you can be tovel in the mikvah. The Tanya, Kli Tzchuchas Shenikvu V'Hitiv L'Sechon Abur, Kli Tzchuchas which became Tomei, and then you melted in lead. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon quoted, and he said, Remeir Matame, V'Chomer Matar, Remeir's Matame, V'Chomer Matar. Now this is a Chumrah, this is a Tzad Chumrah, where Rashi learns the case was, we'll see later on, that Kli Matkis, metal goes back to its Tumah. Because kli, which is mateches, we spoke about it before, then you melt it, you break it, and you put it back together again, it goes back to its original tuma. So Remeir is saying that applies to the case of a kli zchuchis with metal put into it to maintain it, because you define it by the mind. Let's hold it over here.